Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. Just a week after appointing a new CEO, Ford Motor Company has announced a new round of job cuts. The company plans to cut 10,000 salaried jobs and offer buyouts to its entire hourly workforce. Amy Scott is here from Marketplace. Amy, there was a round of major cuts at Ford recently. How about this latest round? And when they say the entire hourly workforce, they mean the U.S.-based workforce, don't they?
That's right, as well as Canada, actually. Ford lost close to $1.5 billion in the first half of this year. Apparently, the third quarter isn't looking so hot either. The plan announced today is really just an acceleration of the way forward. That's what Ford has been calling its restructuring effort. One analyst put it to me this way: Ford needs to make better cars and trucks to stop losing its market share. But in order to do that, it needs money. And that's what these cuts are really about, to free up cash to invest in future products.
But, you know, just the idea that you're going to offer your entire 75,000 hourly workers, these are the people who make the cars, you're going to offer them all buyouts?
Well, you know, General Motors did the same thing recently, and around a third of the hourly workers accepted the buyouts. But analysts don't think that kind of acceptance rate will happen at Ford, partly because fewer of Ford's workers are close to retirement. The real concern is on the white-collar side. Ford is talking about cutting 10,000 salaried workers, and analysts say there is a risk of losing the kind of talent that Ford needs to turn the company around. But, you know, as you said, just last week, Ford hired a new CEO, Alan Mulally, who has some experience with this kind of thing over at Boeing. Analyst Eric Merkel follows Ford for research firm IRN.
Clearly, I think that that's why Mulally was brought in. Yes, there's cuts that need to be made, but you just can't go through there with a butcher with a meat axe. Mulally is a real operational guy, and I think his experience at Boeing will serve him well at Ford in understanding where those cuts need to be made.
What we know today is that two more plants are slated for closure in Ohio and Ontario, Canada, and that's on top of 14 closures already in the works.
You know, Amy, Ford must have some plan also to get people to actually start buying their products again.
Well, that's the idea. It does have one car coming out this fall, the Ford Edge, that's generating some excitement. But Merkel told me there are two kinds of car buyers that Ford really isn't catering to: baby boomers, who want larger, more comfortable cars, and eco-boomers, who want smaller, more fuel-efficient cars. We'll have more on that later today on Marketplace.
Amy Scott of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace. Thank you, Amy. And Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.